This audio was created by the @GrownUp PC Building, Truth Affirming, Dishonesty Confronting, Trust-Building, and Binding Networking Ideal-This audio is not to be questioned outside of its purpose. Version dated, April 28th, 2022, first revision is needed. What you are receiving is a very serious matter. Apparently, there is no maximum limit. This in full is the disclaimer of this fax-I wish I knew it was unlimited size like this. This disclaimer section has a spoken voice narrative-to aid in those who need it. Visual or otherwise, thank you. This disclaimer shall be affixed to any fax thus future time forward transmitted. If you wish to comment on this disclaimer dash you may only use faxing protocols. 909-277-7893- This may not be the fax number that you will receive this fax transmission. The alternative fax number mentioned is a transmit-only restricted number. Sirfax.com service will be directed to any and all future time faxes dash until further notice. Their care is of concern to the matter that Sirfax.com is a Canadian-based internet service. I am asking for help from any and every source dash. Consent to retransmit this fax is wholeheartedly granted. Involved in this matter dash directly dash is MKUltra. Weblink document URL, https://www.iutube.com/watch. V equals Voj 5DVN8. 1984, the Fifth Estate. 1,360,798 views. December 15, 2017. The Fifth Estate. 691K subscribers. Former patients who were subjected to CIA and Canadian government-funded brainwashing experiments at Montreal's Allan Memorial Institute launched lawsuits against the US government. They claimed their lives were disrupted forever as a result of the experiments. Dash about the Fifth Estate, for 4 decades the Fifth Estate has been Canada's premier investigative documentary program. Hosts Bob McKeown, Habiba Noshin, Gillian Findlay and Mark Kelly continue a tradition of provocative and fearless journalism. The Fifth Estate brings in dash-depth investigations that matter to Canadians, delivering a dazzling parade of political leaders, controversial characters and ordinary people whose lives were touched by triumph or tragedy. The following is the online text of fax disclaimer. Anyone who is receiving this fax transmission dash. This is the disclaimer portion of the fax details that you are being given. Please continue to read. I am asking for help from any and every source dash. Consent to retransmit this fax is wholeheartedly granted. If you wish to comment on this disclaimer dash specifically, you may only use faxing protocols. 909-277-7893- This may not be the fax number that you will receive this fax transmission. The alternative fax number mentioned is a transmit-only restricted number. Thank you. Betrayal of the Commons, December 19, 2008, commondreams.org- Reality hurts, it is abrasive, but it restores sanity and inner order. The tide is rising and the waves are shooting spray. The restoration of trust is not what we need. We need to create trust in new structures appropriate for a global society. We need to come to them like weeds coming through the sidewalk from the ground up. We need to make our own word good and act as if the fractured bonds of civil society still exist. We need to bootstrap ourselves and learn again how it feels to have a handshake we can trust. Trust, but verify, the Cold Warrior said. And remember LBJ as well, trust is when you've got him by the balls. To trust those people and their words unless we have their cojones in our tight little fists is like Charlie Brown running to kick the football again. Let's not. Let us begin by affirming the vision we see when our heads are clear. Dash, full article presented with spoken voice narrative, weblink document URL, http://betrayalofthecommons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, Mpotopo not binding. Podsign Mpotopo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, editor's contribution, Mpotopo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpotopo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpotopo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence unto actual life. to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol mpatapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The mpatapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of mpatapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the mpatapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The mpatapo combined with the kromobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the mpatapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimplement force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET-. The family dynamics are broken here. I cannot stay here. You have shattered my family and my life. That is what you have intended - this is not an accident, but an intention ACT of treason that has placed me into this beyond a reasonable doubt provable - pound sign big man killing tech bug - and insane to think about, but it is provable in overlay of a dark app across the net that navigates or force direction certain individuals into one direction of services handling versus another. In the case of medical care, the Google reviews for Prospect Medical Group that I am in, among other reviews on the backside of this, just prove the chaos being conducted as psychological warfare, informational warfare, and cyber warfare as an enemy agenda against the country of the United States of America. This is warfare that you all in law enforcement are ignoring intentionally. Rosanna Alcala. 14 reviews. 2 months ago. This medical group causes patient harm, they have no sense of any urgency for members, and they could care less about their members. Prompt Medical Group is the most incompetent medical group. Customer services has different stories when you call, authorizations prompt does not know that difference of status are routine, managers refuse to get on the line to speak to members. Worst medical group. - A very serious accusation here, when you take my statement upon this. S. Hall. 5 reviews. 3 years ago. I don't know where to start with my complaints. When my mother was in a car accident, she was to go to a rehabilitation center. After I inspected several of the options, I told Prospect my choice. They said that they didn't have a contract with that center. Even though the center had Prospect in their marketing brochures and they were in the Prospect book of providers. Nope. Can't go there. When I asked the rehab center why Prospect is in their brochure, they said they did have a contract and Prospect was just trying to force us onto a less expensive center. After insisting, Prospect finally relented. For the entire time she was in the rehab, not one doctor came to see her. We're talking weeks. When she had to make an appointment with a foot doctor, Prospect said that she would have to be transported in a stretcher because she was a fall risk. They would not approve a wheelchair transport even though she was rehabbing with a walker and wheelchair. Come to find out, stretcher transports are not covered, so they were forcing her to pay. The doctor we were going to see wouldn't see her, which was fine because we were at the end of the time allotted for insurance to pay for the rehab center. When I complained about the fact that she didn't need a stretcher, they insisted that she did. High risk. But that same day, they said she had to leave the rehab. If she was such a high risk, why did they discharge her so quickly? Lies, inexcusable cutting of costs, all added up to our switching providers immediately after her release. Not only would I give less than 1 star, would that be possible, but I would have reported their deceitful practices had I not been able to get the heck away from them. - There are plenty of these, and no one is doing anything about it. Law enforcement not present? J.C. Cohen. 11 reviews. 6 years ago. Warning. Do not use Prospect Medical for any health-related issue, especially for any family members. They are very difficult to work with and unorganized. Obviously, when you are looking for medical assistance, one would naturally want a company that is helpful and organized when health is involved. Dash. This basically confirms my entire record held since 2005, the lack of standards of care. Alicia Cole. Local Guide Medel.31 reviews. 3 years ago. The worst medical group ever. They only pick 1- and 2-star hospitals and nursing facilities. None of the doctors they choose have over 1 or 2 stars. If you have this medical group, get out of it quickly. They do not care for the elderly. They transferred my uncle from a good hospital to one that is terrible. They put my 93-year-old uncle in a rehab center that has 1 star and the review said it is below average, but they still sent a 93-year-old man there. Update: look below at how long it took them to respond. Sorry to say my uncle passed away from sepsis from one of the hospitals you sent him to. _ And still, I am not given an HIV doctor with trust - still playing games, no doctor care - at all that can be trusted. For targeted individuals - we are not being treated for wellness but treated for harm. We are being intentionally killed, intentionally murdered. The experiences that I had with Dr. Bassi are captured on a video screen recording, YouTube video, comments from social services in mental health onto actual accessing my LabCorp records - this is a fact, not fiction. Gang stalking is researched by the National Institutes of Health - 3 separate research findings papers deem gang stalking is real. The agency conducting these acts, treason, is law enforcement not enforcing the laws of the Constitution of the United States of America - you are not as silent as you think. Scan the QR code for a direction of change. You do this because you are not the enemy of the United States of America. If you do not do this by ignoring this, then you are the enemy of the United States of America. By ignoring this - you condone and endorse the chaos that is being generated by a feature of dark web applications across the net of all kinds of shit ways. This is being done against our citizens to create the conditions that are documented at the National Institutes of Health on the subject of gang stalking. The only way possible this can be performed on such a wide scale is in fact a technology overlay where those who are on the so-called called rejected for a life validity are tossed away into these dysfunctional service arrangements - this is treasonous. And law enforcement must investigate. You must. - This is a demand of an undeclinable deliverance of the truth, - and I am not staying under this roof. You must provide me with a relocation immediately, - I do not care to live or die, - I have proven my case, no question, - I am not a person who has spycraft and skill set, but it would take spycraft to overthrow what is targeted against me, - I am making it internationally known, - this is wrong to conduct this activity of war against this nation silently. Everyone who is guilty by adhering to this truth, knowing this is true, - allowing this to continue without being audited out of existence is guilty of treason, - treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of 2 witnesses to the same overt act, or on confession in open court. That would include my very own mother Veronica Ann Driscoll. That would include my very own brother Dennis Wayne Driscoll. That would include my very own nephew David Allen Driscoll. That would include my very own doctor, Dr. Sohan Singh Bassi. That would include weblink document URL, http://dr-sahanjit-singh-bassi-md.fuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, Mpotapo not binding. Pound sign Mpotapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, Editor's Contribution, Mpotapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpotapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpotapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpotapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpotapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpotapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpotapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than 2 centuries. The Mpitapa combined with the Kramobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot. Whether the Mpitapa binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and an extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimpotent force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE/. Web link document URL, http://dr-hosier-mohammed-side-md.fuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary, Mpitapa knot binding. Pound sign Mpitapa was a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, Mpitapa is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpitapa represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpitapa is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpitapa against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpitapa attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpitapa declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and the Mpitapa binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than 2 centuries. The Mpitapa combined with the Kramobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpitapa binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and an extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimpotent force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE/. Web link document URL, http://dr-alfie-m-breland-noble.fuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary, Mpitapa knot binding. Pound sign Mpitapa was a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, Mpitapa is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpatapa represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpatapa is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpatapa against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpatapa attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpatapa declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and the Mpatapa binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpatapa combined with the Kromobon honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpatapa binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overimplement force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5, any person who holds substantial interest or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and could not be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE/. Director of Crisis Text Line, blocked on social media - she knows about the problem, so therefore she is aware of the treason - and therefore if she does not report these conditions, first it is a break of trust in the non-profit rules that govern the acts of director. Both services of the Crisis Text Line and Thetravor Project were directed to a crisis counselor that would not incorporate this particular story - so those crisis counselors directed me off the service abruptly - I hold the evidence - and if law enforcement does not incorporate and do an investigation - I demand to be let out of the country - I demand to be heard by an international court - I demand my rights - I demand to have my life back - I demand to have standard of care in my medical provide services - I demand that my doctors do not lie to me - I give no consent to my doctors to have any absolutely any invisible actions involved into my medical treatment that I am not personally aware of - I give no tacit consent for any factor whatsoever that is involved in my medical care that I am not aware of - repeat - I revoke the consent to conduct warfare crime onto me as a targeted individual of gang stalking. I demand to not have gang stalking a part of my life - I give no consent for gang stalking, a criminal activity to be left unaddressed ignored by law enforcement to not enforce the laws. I demand all of these things as an undeclinable deliverance of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Further, I demand that no law enforcement declare that I am a danger to anyone for anything for something not true. A description to justify murdering me on the street. I demand and give no consent for you to put such a deception into action as an all-points bulletin for the purposes of purposefully defaming my character across to justify killing me and to justify having my file a space removed from the net. Anyone receiving this disclaimer portion of this facts - I implore you to watch the future events unfold - watch the future they will kill me - watch the future event unfold - watch the future. Anyone claiming such is a liar - and is an instant enemy of the country of the United States who is acting to the aid and the comfort of the enemy of the country - and in such ACT, should be immediately arrested for the entire nation just witnessed an ACT of treason by defaming my character. I demand to be relocated immediately out of this house and into proper housing according to what I qualify for dash, and for that to be my own apartment dash, no waiting list dash, for the condition that has been put into my life is at the fault of the agents of social services, and that is unacceptable, and I want to die dash, and I will die dash, perhaps you want me to. If I die dash, then again that goes to the violation of United States Code Title 18, Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law dash. If I die dash, you should be penalized for such allowing me to cast down into this collapse dash. I have the documented evidence that will not be accepted by law enforcement acting treasonous from the local San Bernardino Police Department upward dash. There is already an insurrection that has established itself in the law enforcement of this nation. You must investigate and you must obey the law of the United States Constitution. Once again, this is a demand for an undeclinable deliverance of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth that law enforcement must promptly to enforce the law of the United States of America under the current laws of the Constitution and not ignore these laws to the aid and comfort of the enemy that is active and engaged in war against this country dash. You must defend this nation dash immediately. As first ACT, I asked you please come to this home and interview my family and arrest my mother if necessary for her own involvement to the adherence and providing aid and comfort to this enemy of the United States of America for continuing to abuse my ability to conduct a reality audit on this matter for all to see the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. She insists that I should allow the referral of an HIV doctor without this trust evaluation dash. Apparently, she is consumed to endorse this doctor and his record that is also questionable. That is true. I told her to not talk to me, and she tried to talk to me earlier dash. I told her to find some other person to talk to me dash. She comes in to talk to me to tell me to check my messages dash. I am not reading my text messages dash. I am transferring the Verizon Message Plus data onto the @ reality audit dash. Her motives all of this are extremely suspicious. So too was the contact that I received from an source of the FBI. Goodbye, no more. I am not living under this roof with an enemy of my country dash. I am not living under the roof of the enemy of the United States of America who is violating this rule just the same, adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. I am not here to hurt anyone dash, but the reverse is not the same dash. They are here hurting me continuously and they, my family, will not stop dash. I am done dash with this shit. Someone of civil society respond to me immediately. This is not a request, this I a demand dash, and if you do not respond dash, then that means that law enforcement proves their agenda is war dash, not peace. This includes my very own mother dash that endorses the referral conducted by Dr. dash Richard dash Kanga. That has an entire record documented at this location dash. My mother wants to endorse the doctor and deny her son the rights to have this under a reality audit. I must question her own allegiance to this country to aid and comfort the enemy, especially what happened in the lobby of AIDS Healthcare Foundation the other day dash. I am not going to be a victim of my mother's own insanity to be one who comforts the enemy of the understanding here. Against all odds, she is refusing my needs dash. She does not care for my life everlasting happiness to sacrifice my life at the interest needs to be abnormally unmotherly. I demand that all law enforcement be given this announcement, and I demand law enforcement to respond to this house to interview my very own mother for the acts of treason dash. I am not crazy dash. I demand to be let out of this very, very hostile environment that hates on me no matter what dash, hates on me to support some other factor that what I need to happen in my life in these circumstances. I will never, 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 never forgive mother you for allowing me to die. In treason laws, it does not need to be known that you are actually aiding and comforting the enemy dash, but I already said this to her dash and still insists, so therefore she is aware of this law dash, and she continues to barrage my work dash that is treasonous today if not before today. The Hop case. The Supreme Court sustained the conviction of treason, for the first time in its history, in 1947 in Hop v. United States. 10. Here it was held that although the overt acts relied upon to support the charge of treason, defendants harboring and sheltering in his home his son who was an enemy spy and saboteur, assisting him in purchasing an automobile, and in obtaining employment in a defense plant, were all acts which a father would naturally perform for a son, this fact did not necessarily relieve them of the treasonable purpose of giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Speaking for the court, Justice Jackson said, no matter whether young Hop's mission was benign or traitorous, known or unknown to the defendant, these acts were aid and comfort to him. In the light of this mission and his instructions, they were more than casually useful. They were aids and steps essential to his design for treason. If proof be added that the defendant knew of his son's instruction, preparation and plans, the purpose to aid and comfort the enemy becomes clear. 11. And this is filed on the doctor's view dash that is in question. My mother has intentionally tried to avoid her role dash. She has excuse after excuse to not involve herself with what I have been doing to therefore she is attempting to escape responsibility dash for something very, very sinister dash. I can prove enough is enough dash. Mercy at that highest volume I can scream between me, a locked door of my room dash, and her dash. I told her to go away dash. Mercy at the highest volume does not stop her assault onto my mental awareness and my mental autonomy dash. Where this version of my mother comes from, I do not know. She does not do this to anyone else. She has done this for all of my adult life. She is not motherly, and for whatever reason I say she should be institutionalized at the very least. Already written ignored. Weblink document URL, http://firedancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you were young. Help the weak when you were strong. Confess your faults when you were wrong. Because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. .grewup.net/gramoburne/th. Ugla/triskel-family-dynamics-broken/why-is-the-family-broken-away-from-mes-lash, whoever is reading these inner world family matters are extreme. Part 2 UG Audio 18 Minutes Loving-Battlefield/. Weblink document URL, http://firedancer, the woman and the mother we lived our lives bonded in. I grew up in the house. Still we are under the spell of this house of loving battlefields. Seriously. I have never been more truthful and dead serious commitments are real and lacking in you. We are both too old mama to not know better advice that apparently you missed young and all throughout my life. Quote, respect the old when you were young. Help the weak when you were strong. Confess your faults when you were wrong. Because one day you'll be old, weak, and wrong. End quote. .grewup.net/gramoburne/th. Ugla/triskel-family-dynamics-broken/loving-battlefield/. Weblink document URL, http://webnimis/webnimis/realityaudit.life. What is that you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ultimate-medical-practice-inc/dr-richard-kanga. Name last modified size description. Parent directory @sign reality audit /2022-04-26-253 emails /2022-03-3630-epic-management /2022-04-16-418 labcorp /2022-04-01805-license-california-a55122/2022-03-3626-n-p-i National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, Identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counterfix to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. /1,254,321/2022-04-15-1628-OGS/2022-04-02-659-REVF/2022-04-15-1633-TruthFinder/2022-04-15-1538-GoogleK9472222B47B5.html/2022-04-15-1634-Freddy453 Web link document URL, https://www.justice.gov/GERT/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Summary. Section 252 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 252, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, use. C. Section 252. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping, or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. Web link document URL, http://webnime/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /FBI.gov/index/FBI.gov. Name last modified size description. Parent directory-310-740-5441/2022-04-28-1248-Christopher-Minor/2022-04-28-248-Gmail-Automatic-Reply External email -reacer-conflicts-not-sign-150.00-Payment-to-ego-to-gmbh was unsuccessful again _file/2022-04-28-1048-Kminner@. FBI.gov/2022-04-28-1248-Gmail-Automatic-Reply External email -reacer-conflicts-not-sign-150.00-Payment-to-ego-to-gmbh was unsuccessful again .htm2022-04-28519419kw-c-that-truth-but-udet-all-can't-talk-to-me-because.pdf2022-04-28-1158-2.4m. Web link document URL, http://webnime/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point-of-access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /FBI /310-740-5471/Index/FBI /310-740-5471 Name last modified size description. Parent directory-gmail-automatic-reply external email-reacer-conflicts-not-sign-150.00-payment-to-egotator-gmbh was unsuccessful again _files/2022-04-28-1050-310-740-5471-christopher-minor-minor@fbi.gov/04282021-email address, quote, facts don't lie dot hated on dot I died at sign gmail.com, end quote, spelled out fully as factstdontlie.hated@sign-gmail.com, end quote. Visa M2022-04-28-1046-34-KGmail-automatic-reply external email-reacer-conflicts-not-sign-150.00-payment-to-egotator-gmbh was unsuccessful again. HTML 2022-04-28519-419-KW-C-that-truth-but-e-det-all-can't-talk-to-me-because.pdf 2022-04-28-1158-2.4m